From street corner fights to schoolyard assaults, violence among young African Americans is on the rise. While youth violence has decreased nationally since 2004, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say black children represent an overwhelming majority of crime victims and crime perpetrators.
I literally seen my friends die. My friends got shot in front of me. You know, I've held my friends while they died.
Tony Lewis Jr. knows the tragic consequences of youth violence in Washington. He grew up on this once crime-ridden neighborhood block known as Hanover Place. When he was just 9, his father was given a life prison sentence for his role in a large cocaine distribution network.
In these type of neighborhoods, you know, a lot of people went towards crime because that's what poverty does. And when crime comes, violence comes.
Lewis says youth violence among African Americans also stems from a lack of educational opportunities. He says there's a need for adult mentors to get young people to change their harmful behavior.
I try to talk to them, meet them where they are, and then bring them up to where I feel like they need to be. I don't talk down to them. I don't criticize them to a point where I make them feel as if, you know, their thoughts are irrational and they don't have value. I really try to get them to see how special they are and how being in the street or choosing a life of crime really negates all of their gifts.
Children are becoming crueler and crueler to each other. They are fighting back rather than talking things out, rather than working together.
Elementary school principal Jay Harrison Coleman has launched a program to examine the reasons why young people use violence to resolve conflicts.
Then my grandma said, hit her back or she'll beat me. Mm-hmm. And I did hit her back, but I didn't feel good about it.
We want to change that and give them other vehicles that they could follow to go back and say what needs to be said rather than hitting someone or hurting someone.
Wilma White's grandson, Ricardo, is in second grade.
It's important that we now, as parents and grandparents, start formatting a more positive role. Do things with your children. Do things with your grandchildren.
Teacher Diane Woods believes peer mediation programs can help.
We'll have a central person, a friend maybe, who can help you de-escalate a situation, because not all the time will the adult be present. Things can go on in the community, but you still need to learn how to communicate without using violence.
Back on the streets, Tony Lewis is a peacemaker, hoping to enlist the support of more young people in the neighborhood.
And I want you to know that I am listening, and so is the world.
The area around Hanover Place is now a safer environment than it was several decades ago. Community activists like Tony Lewis and others say they will continue their efforts to try to curb youth violence in the nation's capital. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.